Isaiah 65, verse 8. This is the reading for the section that you just read in Genesis 26. Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I might not destroy them all. Now what does that mean? It means that I am no longer judged by me as an individual grape. Understand? I don't even have to love myself as an individual grape. I don't even have to love myself as a result of this part of the body. I don't even have to love myself as a result of the body that I can see. I love myself because I know who I am in Christ Jesus universally. Better than averaging.
No, Tara, we're bringing the average way down.
Yes, this is probably, without question, the worst section of the entire body of Christ universally that has ever been.
This is the
appendix. This may very well be a boil.
Someone had to read the butt.
There's stuff under the big toe.
Does that mean you don't have to worry about your cholesterol?
Toe jam with the butt.
Years from now, and another time, and another place, someone will be listening to this tape.
But again, I don't care if Jesus Christ died, went to heaven, did everything right. Unless it was for this, he'd just be some ideal that I'd bust my ass trying to meet, and I would try really hard to get it right. And I would lie to myself a lot. I would. You understand?
You do that?
I would.
You hear all the breath there, like I do. Everybody's sitting in unison.
Those voices behind you.
I would lie to myself because I would have to believe that I'd have to have this part of it right, and I couldn't admit. I'd pretend that I had a great marriage. I'd pretend that I had a great life.
It might be that commercial, that woman calling that other woman saying, we can't make it tonight because Ralph can't get out of bed, he's so sick, and he's out drinking. And he told me, I'm so glad you're not an alcoholic. Now I don't have to lie to everybody. Gee, what a sweet.
That's really a high compliment.
You can't get help at church. You could help somewhere.
Wouldn't it be great?
And then, in fact, lying would become so commonplace that I could no longer know the difference between the truth and the lie. And I would end up avoiding anyone that I suspected. I would avoid him subconsciously. I would do it subconsciously, but I'd avoid him. I would avoid anyone that could possibly... that I suspected that would know that I was lying. You know what I mean? You know what I mean.
I love Yuri's.
What did you make Yuri laugh at?
Oh,
<nice. laughs>
And so I'd, my life would be a constantly decreasing circle of acquaintances.
Until finally, zero.
Until I'd have to move.
Friends. You'll finally, my only friend is Rick.
Then I'd have to move.
Locked into my house.
You find a lot of guys like this in radio.
Yeah.
Used to be in radio.
I live around a lot.
Used to be in radio.
Former.
Former.
Radio.
Did he look at us?
Yes, he did. He absolutely did.
For being white.
I was busy in Isaiah.
Studying the holy word.
Perusing the scriptures.
Jack, see, you proved his point.
You're lying. No, he's avoiding somebody that knows he's lying.
That was the time to tell the truth. Always tell the truth.
No,
you have to lie
about it.
That's what Rex does.
You know what Rex says? No.
He reads the scriptures.
Rex says, son of a bitch, I know why God sent Jack here, so I could see myself.
Well, I knew there was a reason.
Yeah. Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the clusters, one and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, a blessing is in it, a blessing is in it.
That's great.================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================````== And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains. And mine elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. We are the mountain, and that's where we dwell.
Psalm 127.
They that trust in the Lord as Mount Zion remain. And Sharon shall be a fold of flocks in the valley of Achor, a place for the herds to lie down in for my people that have sought me. Now, both of those places, Sharon and Achor, are places of suffering. In other words, you will have reached the point where you can glory in tribulation, where you will know that even in the midst of the tribulation, it shall be a place to rest and lie down. Can you hear me? That's what time is about. So that the suffering will be transformed, and the mindset about it will be, do you understand? Can you believe, if I look around me, I cannot believe I'm living here. I mean, this would have been considered the number one suffering that I could have possibly endured. I mean, I lived in a high rise over here in Turtle Creek, 23 stories up. My life was perfect. I mean, I had every little piece of furniture, and maids came every day. Every little artwork, everything was nice and beautiful.
But you didn't have.
I only associated with pretty people. Only intelligent people.
What does that say for us?
Joe, like, what are you saying?
You never even had to take your own garbage out, right?
This is like, but all of a sudden, I can't believe that's, you know, that would be so boring to me now. It wouldn't even be, it'd be just crazy. I mean, had I been in that vein and continued in that way of thought, I would have committed suicide by now, many times. Because I could not, there's nothing that could be done about the pain that I'm in. And if I couldn't have lived without pain, I would have died. The idea of not, I mean, this may sound ludicrous, but I had, for my own head, I had to have at least $10,000 on my person at all times.
That's weird. Yeah, that's neurotic.
In case you guys
think it's
scary.
Sorry. Something that you
I had $10,000 in cash on my person at all times, wherever I went.
You're like a mugger's wet dream.
Roll me.
It's like always wear clothes.
The idea of not having money would have been unbelievable. I did not own a pair of Levi's. But the point is that whatever the things that I thought were of value turned out to be of no value. And the things that I thought were of no value turned out to be worth everything. Now, the places, this to me would have been the Valley of Achor, the Valley of Suffering. I'm in constant pain. Nothing can ever be done about it. I'm living in an arena that, you know, is considered a slum. Surrounded by what do you mean considered a slum? It is a slum.
So do you not shoot a gallery?
Well, it's reclaimed from a slum.
A slum
slash
shooting gallery.
If you call that a lap or a lap, we're the only block that drives down the property value of a crack house.
We move in, it's over.
But you, now, that's talk, that's the contrast. No matter what it appears on the natural, that's what it means with Sharon and Acor. They're the places, they're at rest, everybody's at rest, the people are there. And he contrasts that. He said, but you are they that forsake the Lord, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for the troop, that furnish the drink offering under that number.
Basically, you give bread.
You prepare a table for a foreign crowd. You give those aliens my holy drink offering. That's what you understand. I mean, it's. Therefore, will I number you to the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, you did not answer. When I spake, you did not hear, but did evil or self-seeking before mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. And the thing that you will choose when left alone, the thing in which he delights not, is that you will believe that gain is godliness. The reason Tilton exists is to show you. You understand that? The reason God permitted that goddamn idiot to exist is to show me. That part of me that believes that gain is godliness. The part of me believes that getting it right is why God was died, so that I could get it right. God died to make my life simple. You know, I want you to have $1 million. If you've heard this before, forgive me. But what would God say to us? He would say, O evil and perverse generation, have I been so long in your midst, and you have chosen me not? Did I not speak to you 1,000 times, and you did not hear? When I speak to you, you do not hear. You behave not as sons and daughters, but as strangers. You hold meetings in my name and give honor to men, but not to me. You boast that you serve me, but in truth you serve your own ego. For that which you do is calculated to enhance your own position and advance your own prestige, and you give it all a sanctimonious cloak. See, you say, we shall pray. Well, prayer is farthest from your hearts. Prayer is for those whose hearts cry unto me in sincerity and who seek me earnestly, not for those with only a pretended piety and with hearts made fat with self-adulation, are only playing with me as a child would manipulate a puppet on a string. Get to the prayer closet. That is the reason I taught you to pray in secret. For there you are beset by fewer false motives and less temptation. He who does not habitually commune with me alone in prayer is almost sure to find true prayer impossible in public. You would make your religion pleasant and acceptable. You would make it comfortable and accommodating to your own schedule. Your Savior knew nothing of such a false religion. Lonely nights he wrestled in prayer. He spared not the flesh discomfort. Yes, and the more you pamper your flesh as to bodily comfort, the more it shall demand of you until your physical needs become a tyrant unto you in your own house. Be not deceived, I gave you no such commandment. Hear me as I repeat to you what I gave to your fathers. Abandon yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. Yes, follow me, not some worldly form of a backslidden church. Think not that it becometh blessed because it bears the name church. My church is a living body, not a dead form. My people can be recognized by their humility and suffering, not by their social acceptability and self-advertised success, not by extravagant physical appointments of their buildings, but by the grace of God at work in their hearts. Sacrifice is my status symbol, and man has not been eager to duplicate the spiritual leadership I had in servants like Paul or Jeremiah. Do you desire to follow me truly? And follow the blood-stained prints of my feet. Go, as it were, to the cold, unyielding rock in the Garden of Gethsemane, where self is put aside and the cup of suffering is accepted. Die to your own treacherous and deceitful heart. Then rise with determination, not hoping to spare your life. Save your life, and you will surely lose it. Offer it up to me this very day, this very second, in a renewal of consecration and a sacrificial living, and I will accept you, and you shall know joy as new wine. Did you try to find that?
See, that's what I thought of now.
It's right here in Isaiah.
Thus saith the Lord God, behold, my servant shall eat the bread of life, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit. And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for the Lord God shall slay thee, and shall call his servants by another name. That he who blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth, and he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are now forgotten, because they are hid from mine eyes. Everything of you and your past and your activities is, as of this moment, hid in his eyes. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem, a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more thence in an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. But the child shall die 100 years old, and the sinner, being 100, shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit, and they shall not plant and another eat. For as the days are of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their own hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed, saith the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and the dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? You understand the prophecy, huh?
Well, in connection with, especially the fact that the connecting reading was Solomon building that. 72 to build the temple.
Right. Prophecy normally does, it goes from, it's a contrast. It contrasts the bride and the whore. It contrasts the vessels of wrath and the vessels of mercy. So now we've had the contrast of joy and curse, and joy and curse, and now it comes back again. Now it's going to be towards the ones that are building something for God, or doing something for God on earth. Okay? Can you read? Read the next 8 verses, 66, 1 through 8.
Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been mine, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb, as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation, as if he offereth swine's blood. He that burneth incense, as if he blessed an idol.
Can you understand all that?
Those normal sacrifices.
Yeah, but it's like anytime you make any kind of, you're doing something for God.
Yeah, you think, oh, here I am being really spiritual.
I'm doing this for God.
Even if you think
God.
About everything.
It's like
I'm
you think of it
that.
As that, it's automatically.
Yeah, when you do good, you're
screwing up.
Okay. Like, that's why the spiritual, truth is a sustained consciousness of evil. I mean, it's not. That's why I hate Pharisees so bad. They think they're doing something good.
Yeah, I said, I'm thinking about this all morning since watching my friend. The thing about choose this day who you will serve. I'll serve the Lord. No, you can't serve the Lord. Yeah. If you choose it, you can't do it.
Right. All the stuff that Ed and I went through this summer, it seemed like that was the one time. I mean, it's like I was always conscious before about what I considered doing evil, but I mean, now, if I ever think I do good, I freak. You know, it's like,
okay.
Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations.
Yay.
I will also choose their delusions, and I will bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. And they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified. But he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed.
I mean, that's an incredible statement.
Praise the Lord.
Hear the word of the Lord, you that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified in this casting out. But he shall appear to your joy and their shame. It's a little worse than nanny nan. No, it's not going to be nanny nan.
It's a lot worse. Nanner, nanner, who? A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Before she travaileth, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who hath heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children.
Amen. Now, of course, that the nation of Israel was born on the day of Pentecost. Not on that day in 1948 when the boat came,
like
the United Nations.
It was born, but we still feel the travail. No, it's still
because it's born, but it was born before our time. But I mean, it's the idea. You have to. If you are part of it, you have to. You know, it happens. It has to take place. In other words, you have to feel. You have to experience. Amen.
Amen.
What's the matter?
I just can't continue.
I know. Why? You trust me?
Absolutely.
And you, during the course of the next, can you come to Bible study Tuesday night? Or is there any? No, I mean just don't. If you have something else to do, don't worry about it. But do you have something else to do on Tuesday?
No.
Okay. Between now and Tuesday, I want you to write down, I want you to make a list of the things in your life that either bring to mind hate or shame or loathing. Well, I want you to do that. I want you to
be thorough.
Everybody else here is, not everybody, but most everybody else has been through this. So don't, trust me, I will, how can I can only ask, I can only exhort you to be thorough. Yes. Write down a list of everything in your life, beginning at the earliest times. What I want you to do, do we have that, do you have that thing that the thing that causes shame?
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. Give him the tape of that, shame one and two. Well,
listen for a second.
Yeah.
There's a certain number of things that you'll want to put on this list that are, I mean, sometimes if you really, they're interesting things that you kind of want to relate to people. It's the things, I mean, we'll hear those, but look for the things that just crucify you, that you no more want to tell anybody than nothing.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Like the things that come to your mind that you think, oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, the three things are the things in your life that
ever
from birth
that cause shame or hate or loathing
of yourself or anybody else. Mm-hmm.
Now, as a help in this, there are two tapes. So we did that. There may be more than that. I think there are two, but. We won't go into the reason tonight why that is, but I want you to hear this. I mean, this isn't on your terms. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. This is not an arena that you're entering on your terms. Anybody that would enter this arena, what you're about to enter is what's called a hot seat. You haven't. This isn't something that anyone would ever voluntarily go through.
This isn't like going to a therapist.
The most you get to do is you can say, "I'm willing to do this," or you can say, "I'm not willing to do this." But anything in between this and that,
can't cut that deal.
This really is putting your hand into the jaws of the lion.
Just again, I want Barbara to find the notes on that chain and give them a copy to him. And you find the two tapes and give them copies. Okay? But again, I would only say to you as a matter not to lessen anything, but everybody has to come to this point. And I don't want to trivialize the experience. It's not a trivial experience. It's life and death. But it's a hot seat isn't an exercise in psychology. It's an act of voluntarily, prior to it happening, deciding you wanted to sit on the judgment seat. There are seven mountains. That's the seven mountains that the whore is sitting on in the book of Revelation. And those seven hills are within here.
Now, the tribes on the land we talked about Thursday.
Right. This is a hard, it's hard. I know that if hate's weakness, you hate it worse. And what that means is both of you hate Christ. Because he emptied himself. So, But by the same token, both of you know you're lying when you say you hate weakness. I mean, both of you know that the thing that hates weakness is the masquerade. And what I want to say this to you with all fear and trembling is that that you're under the covering of a greater thing. I mean, but it's not a
funny girl.
There are 1,000 places where you can go where they'll tell you how to get out of this feeling. I'm telling you, don't try to get out of it, embrace it. Stop the masquerade. The only way you can stop the masquerade is to embrace that thing that's taking place within you right now. Call me if you need anything. Okay?